Chapter 3. Things are changing. Sunday, March the 1st. I've hurt my back because of carrying all the heavy Sunday newspapers. I got my £2.06 for 6 mornings. It's not enough for all that work. And half of it will go to Barry Kent. My spots have all gone. I think that it's because of the early morning air. Monday, March the 2nd. I gave Barry Kent the money today. Why are bigger kids horrible to smaller kids? When I finish school, I may study this question and write a book about it. I will send it to Barry Kent. Maybe by then he will be able to read. I will be 14 in 1 month's time. Thursday, March the 5th. Dad's car is working again. When we got home, Mum was out. She is now in a new group only for women. They meet and talk about their problems. I heard Dad say good night to the car. He's going crazy. Sunday, March the 8th. Mum went to a women's class to learn to be assertive. Later, she came home and said, "Things are going to be different around here." Then she went into the kitchen and made 3 lists of housework. There was a list for me, Dad, and her. But I've already got a paper round, Bert to look after, and my schoolwork. I told her that, but she didn't listen. She put the lists on the wall and said, "We start tomorrow." Monday, March the 9th. Before school, I cleaned the bathroom and did my paper round. Then I came home, made breakfast, and put the dirty clothes in the washing machine. I came back from school and I cleaned the floor and made dinner for all of us. Then I washed the plates and got the clothes out of the washing machine. All the clothes are blue now. I got my clothes ready for school and did my homework. I made 3 cups of tea and washed the cups, and then I went to bed. It's just my luck to have an assertive mother. Thursday, March the 12th. This morning, I had huge red spots all over my face. Mum said, "They are because of stress." But I'm still sure that it's because I don't have enough vitamins. She said, "It's just a few spots, Adrian. You're not dying." And then she went to work. What a terrible mother. I might be really ill. I rang my grandmother and she took me to her house and rang the doctor. I'm in bed there now. It's very clean and quiet. I'm wearing my dead granddad's night clothes. I've just had a bowl of soup. It's my first good meal for weeks. Mum will be angry about this. Mum will be angry when she sees that I have gone. But, my dear diary, I don't care. Friday, March the 13th. The doctor came to the house very late last night at 11:30 p.m. He said, "You've got acne vulgaris. It's normal for your age." That is a posh way to say spots. Grandmother said, "I would like a different doctor." The doctor got angry. He shouted, "The boy has only got a few spots." Dad came to see us. He took my grandmother into the kitchen, but I heard him say, "Pauline and I are getting a divorce." The worst has happened. My skin is bad and my parents are splitting up. Saturday, March the 14th. Mum gave me £5 this morning. She said, "Don't tell your father." I bought something to help my spots get better and some new music. I rang Mr. Cherry. I told him, "I've got family problems and I cannot work for a few weeks." Dad gave me £5. He said, "Don't tell your mother." I bought some posh paper to write my best poems on. I've still got £2.27, but I will have to give it to Barry Kent. Nobody in the world can be as sad as me. Sunday, March the 15th. The house is very quiet. Dad's sleeping on the sofa and Mum is in their old bedroom. Dad's listening to music and looking out of the window. Mum's looking at old letters from Dad. They're not eating much. I got my clothes ready for school tomorrow. I am getting quite good at housework. My spots are so bad. Everyone at school will laugh at me. Monday, March the 16th. I went to school, but it was closed. I forgot that it's the school holidays because of all the stress. I didn't want to go home, so I went to see Bert Baxter. There were a lot of plates to wash again. Bert says he keeps them for me because I do it well. While I was cleaning, I told Bert about my parents' divorce. He told me about his children. He has got 4 and none of them come to see him. 2 of them are in Australia, but I think that the other 2 should visit. Wednesday, March the 18th. Mum and Dad have both spoken to solicitors. I'm sure that they're fighting because they both want to have me. They're eating different things at different times. I usually have 6 meals a day because I don't want anyone to feel bad. Monday, March the 23rd. I visited Bert today. He said,
"Social services say I've got to go into a big home for all the old people. They will look after me, but I don't want to go there."
So he told social services,
"Don't worry about me. My grandson, Adrian, comes every day to look after me."
But of course, none of that is true. What will happen if they check? now there is even more stress in my life. Friday, March the 27th. Pandora and Nigel have split up. This is the best news ever. But Nigel is very sad, so I tried to be a good friend. There are lots more fish in the sea, I said. But he was still sad and went home to think about Pandora. Tuesday, March the 31st. Mum has left us and Mr. Lucas has gone with her. They've gone to live in Sheffield. That's an hour and a half away from here. I told my teacher. She was very kind and gave me a letter for Dad. It means that I will get free school lunches. We are now a one-parent family. Nigel spoke to Barry Kent about me. He asked him,
Can you stop being horrible to Adrian for a few weeks? He has family problems.
Barry Kent said, I'll think about it.